702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Odison.
This Africa Business Report is brought to you by South African Airways. Crystal Odison, you're not with us in the studio because I believe you're having fun in Cape Town. You devil, you. Good morning.
Good morning, Pogadi. You always throw me a party. I'm not having fun. I'm on study leave.
Yeah, right. That's what we call it these days. I don't know if you heard my conversation looking at the Kenyan election through a queer eye a little earlier on. But of course, the vote took place yesterday. And I imagine the nation is on tenterhooks as the results start trickling in.
Absolutely, Bongani, and that's the right word to use, tenterhooks. The latest results from the Electoral Commission, which they've been very transparent, Bongani, they actually put William Ruto at 52% and then Raila Odinga at 46.9%. So, but this is, you know, early results, Bongani. So I think firstly, it was a generally peaceful election. There were minor logistical issues, but those were in the line when the voting stations closed. They were allowed to vote. But essentially, it's a two-man race between the 77-year-old Raila Odinga and the 55-year-old William Ruto. And how it's been described, and I think it aptly describes the race, the dynasties versus the hustlers. Because if we think Odinga comes from, you know, this family history, his father was a former leader, and of course, William Ruto started out as a chicken farmer, Bongani, and so that's been the narrative that's been played out in the election. 22 million registered voters, but we only saw so far preliminary results showed over 12.5 million voters came out to vote, which is quite low, and they attribute this to a low voter turnout from young people who feel pretty disillusioned and that, you know, they don't see a future in terms of job creation and finding opportunities. But I do think in an effort to ensure transparency, the Electoral Commission actually said that the media and political parties can have their own tallies, which is basically, you know, local observers at the close to 46,000 polling stations and the media, and they can also just verify. And I think this is an effort, Bongani, because unfortunately two out of the three elections that the country's had so far turned out pretty violent. The last election actually went to court. The court then ruled for a rerun. And so everyone is quite sensitive about the nature of the transparency, also keeping a close watch on post-election violence. And of course, just simply to see that, you know, there's fairness. So what we'll see now, Bongani, results are trickling in. The Electoral Commission, they do have 7 days until about August 16th. This doesn't mean they don't have to announce the results beforehand, but I think, you know, all the kind of transparency and checks and balances will take place. But certainly it will go down in history as the most contested poll and too close to call.
Well, there'll be a concern, of course, if Odinga does not win, given what we have seen in the past when the result hasn't gone his way. All right, let's go now to Cote d'Ivoire. A surprise move. The former president, Laurent Gbagbo, has been pardoned.
Yes, so on Saturday, Bongani, prior to the country's Independence Day celebrations, Alassane Ouattara went on state TV and announced that he's pardoning his former foe. That is Laurent Gbagbo, who we know was, of course, out of the country for many years, waiting trial in The Hague. He was released. He came back and everyone was here on tenterhooks because not knowing what the relationship between Alassane Ouattara and Laurent Gbagbo will be. And we see now Ouattara coming out and he's saying, look, this is important. Firstly, it's to boost social cohesion and it's also part of reconciliation because they do not want to see a return of any antagonism or violence that we've seen in previous election. And so, you know, the President Ouattara also announcing that all bank accounts will be unfrozen. Also, Gbagbo's lifetime presidential pension and back pay will be paid, which is, of course, you know, a big reconciliation drive, which certainly will pave the way for some, you know, the relationship will certainly increase. And I think, you know, the fact that Gbagbo was out of the country for so long on that ICC charges and he's back. And I think he's been trying to keep a pretty low profile, not to be too involved in the politics. But I think given that he's now been pardoned, the relationship is on the up. And of course, the country will have that 2025 election. We can never underestimate what this might mean for both both former presidents, because we've not heard whether both of them might want to stand for that 2025 election. But there's been ongoing political dialogue because the local government election will take place in 2023, Bongani, and I think they really want that to go ahead without any violence. So in part, you know, yes, it's boosting social cohesion, but ultimately it is about reconciliation and ensuring that the country doesn't end up in, you know, some sort of post-election violence after an election again.
I'd imagine part of what that pardon must have been about is we'll forgive you if you stay out of politics. I would imagine there's some kind of deal behind the scenes on that one. Crystal Alderson, we'll leave it there for this morning's Africa Report.